ahead, Ron.
The second half of the Lock week was the a group that was like the top 25 advisors in Advisors Excel. They called it, kind of Rainmaker Elite, they call it. But I was really talking with the people, the majority of whom were doing marketing on radio and TV.
Yes.
And, you know, with great success in terms of number of leads being generated per show. So I want to talk to you later about how to do that. And then the other thing is that they're all very vague, and they're talking more about relationship and concepts and never product.
Okay.
The ones that are really knocking it out of the park. So, you know, so let's just kind of go with the flow, and I'll say what I need to say, and you say what you need to say, and then we'll kind of, like, talk more after we get the recording done.
Good. So what I'll do is let you exercise some of that by starting with a relationship thing right at the beginning. I'll just talk about the fact that the markets are very volatile, and one of the most difficult things is to get a straight answer from your advisor.
Yes,
And what, you know, how do you handle that? And I'll just ask you, how do you handle it? You're a money manager. How do you handle it when people have issues? So we can start with that. All right, so we're ready to rock and roll. Yes, it did. Oh, yeah, it did. So the first segment is how long?
12 minutes.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And every single Wednesday, we answer the questions that we know you've got. And how do we know that? Because Mr. Gielock has been working in this area for over 20 years on so many different aspects of financial planning. He's a registered investment advisor. He was an attorney and still is, but does not practice. When he did, his strategies when it came to taxation carried over into his practice. So he knows the questions that is on your mind, and we answer them here. One of the things that I know comes up all the time in this very volatile market is, what should I do about it? Is this the time to go to cash? Is this the time to invest more? Is this the time to change my investments? And many people cannot get a straight answer from their advisor. And that is something that Ron does do, and also has a little bit of an edge when advisors only say, oh, don't worry about it. The stock market always goes up. What say you, Ron?
Well, Adrian, I'm a big believer in getting second opinions. You know, if you went to see a medical doctor and the medical doctor recommended a procedure and it was serious, what would you do? You'd get a second opinion, right? And
yes.
I don't know what's more serious than your retirement savings, the money that needs to last you the rest of your life, 20 to 30 years or more. A few things are more serious than that. And somehow we've been conditioned by, I don't know, the mutual fund industry or the brokerage industry to just accept certain platitudes and canned phrases from our financial advisors, like, gee, don't worry about it, it'll never come back, it will come back eventually, or gee, it's only a paper loss. And I think people deserve so much better, Adrian. They really deserve an analysis where somebody can sit down and analyze the portfolio. We have our team of certified financial planners do portfolio analysis, and we're able to give people a real understanding of what risks they face and tell them what are they really paying in fees and expenses, both disclosed and undisclosed, and then show them our investment discipline and how a lower risk, low volatility investment discipline just may really be the right strategy for them for the long term.
You know, you mentioned low risk and low cost. what has been interesting to me is that part of the analysis that we do shows people where the stocks that they own overlap, because most people have mutual funds, and in those mutual funds, they may have 6, 7, 8, maybe more mutual funds, but the same stocks are in all of them. And they think they're diversified when they're really not. So I've seen people with very similar portfolios in what they actually own, but different mutual funds. But what they own is the same, and they're paying completely different fees. How does that happen?
Well, you know, what happens, and this is really, really sad, but many financial advisors that we, I hate to say go up against, but somebody will come in and they've got a statement with, you know, a major brokerage firm or an independent, quote-unquote independent firm, and they want that statement analyzed. And we see patterns where there's very specific mutual fund families operating in different brokerage firms' canned portfolios. And then when we've dug a little deeper, because, Adrian, our responsibility as a fiduciary is to dig deeper, what we find is that there's revenue sharing agreements going on between the brokerage firm and the mutual fund companies, revenue sharing agreements that you can find. Well, it's disclosed because it's buried somewhere in the website, and if you click on enough links, you might find it. But these revenue sharing agreements basically say, in addition to the commissions being paid, the brokerage firms are sharing in the revenue that the mutual fund is generating, meaning additional profitability. So there's conflicts of interest where you wonder, or we often wonder, well, gee, how come a client comes in from a particular brokerage firm and they seem overly weighted in one mutual fund family? And then we dig a little deeper and we find, guess what? That mutual fund family is overly compensating, in our opinion, to the brokerage firm. Yet all the advisor knows is the sales management team comes in and says, hey, we really want you to recommend these funds to your client. These are great funds. Well, you know, we're not believers in mutual funds because of the high fees that are going on with the mutual funds. The mutual fund prospectuses don't have to disclose all of the fees, so we give a more accurate analysis that shows what the fees are, the trading costs, and then when you tack on the advisory fees that the firms are charging, it's very common for us to see people with mutual fund portfolios where they're paying in excess of 2.5%. They had no idea. You know, on $1 million of mutual fund, that's $25,000 a year. It's just no excuse.
Well, you know, Ron is telling you all the wonderful things that you can receive with a meeting that sets you in the right direction. And as he's listing this, we don't want you to think that this is costly. In fact, just the opposite. It's absolutely free, and it's absolutely with no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the telephone and make a phone call. And it's an 800 number. Even that's free. It's 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. Let me repeat that. 800-467-8152. And as you get a pencil and paper, we're going to tell you in a moment how you can get a free copy of Ron's latest book, Fear Factor. And fear stands for false evidence affecting your retirement. So, Ron, let's take a look at one of those things that can blindside you that's false evidence affecting your retirement, and that is that you will be in a lower tax bracket after retirement. What do you and the book, of course, say about that?
Well, it tends many times not to be the case. And if you think about why that is, well, you know, when you're working and you're raising a family, you've got deductions for mortgage interest, you've got deductions for dependent children. Then when you're entering retirement, the children are generally grown and have left the nest, and your objective of paying off the mortgage gets realized, so suddenly there's no more deductions. And then let's say Social Security kicks in, the pension kicks in, and then suddenly forced distribution, required minimum distributions from IRAs, 401ks, employer-sponsored plans, kick in, and people will say to me, Ron, I can't believe it. They told me at work I'd be in a much lower tax bracket when I retire, and guess what? I find I'm in the same tax bracket or one bracket lower than when I was working. These taxes are obscene. So that's the reality that people experience in the real world, and it's not the only reality. I mean, the government tells us there's been no inflation for 4 years in a row, no cost of living adjustment to Social Security, yet meanwhile people's Medicare premiums are going up and their checks are going down. I don't know where the people who work for the government buy their groceries. You know, but the groceries that my wife buys are more expensive this year than they were a year earlier, and certainly way more expensive than they were 2 and 3 years ago.
And in fact, in Ron's latest book, you'll see a little piece exactly on this called the ECPI, the Elder Consumer Price Index, and what things really cost and how much inflation really is as you get older, because you have to add health care to that and transportation, possibly when you can no longer drive or somebody drives for you. So even what is in our basket as consumers as we age gets more expensive, not less expensive, and we may be in the same or higher tax bracket. So how do you get out of this mess? Well, I promised that I would tell you how to get a copy of the book, and it's very simple. When you come in for your complimentary session that really puts you in the right direction, you're going to find that it isn't over after that first session. We often have 2 or 3 meetings, free of charge, with people who we feel may be the right fit for the Ron Gelock and Associates team. And for your second meeting, we give you a book so that you can read about it, and it's right from Ron. It's so clear and so lucid that MarketWatch, one of the largest independent financial newsletters in the country, chose one of the chapters called Blindside to publish in their newsletter. It's a very rare thing that they do because they have in-house editors that usually do all their work, but they took one look at this book and they said people have to know about it. And as I say, that's an independent endorsement of the importance of the information in Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. How do you have your meeting and get your book? You simply call 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And when you call, you can also say, please put me on your free live event list. We're doing 2 fantastic events, actually this week on March 4th and next week March 10th in our listening area in Lebanon, New Jersey at the King Tut restaurant. It's probably filled, so don't be angry if you call this number and they tell you that you have to be on a waiting list. But get on that waiting list. 800-816-6026, 800-816-6026. Now, your neighbors are taking advantage of this. We have 50 people coming to one seminar and 46 to the second one. And that was a count of a couple of days ago. So please call and join your neighbors at 800-816-6026. Now, when we come back, Ron's going to stay with us, and we're going to talk about that chapter of Fear Factor called The Blind Side. And Ron's going to talk about some of the things that we don't expect after retirement, we don't plan for, and how Ronald Gelock and Associates approaches that so that you aren't blindsided. You know exactly what's happening. And you can not only prepare, but sometimes more importantly, cope and make your retirement stress-free. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. Okay, we're going to go on to the next one. We'll do some of the blindsided stuff. Was there anything in your discussion with them that, you know, the radio people that come to mind for the next segment, or should we continue the way we're going now?
Well, I think we're doing fine, and then I'll just kind of let it come out as I'm talking.
Sure. Okay, Stu. So we're ready. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gelock.
And this is the continuation of the Ronald Gelock Retirement Power Hour. And let me remind everybody that this show, which happens once a week, is really not the beginning, end, and middle of our relationship with you. There are so many ways to get started with Ronald Gelijk and Associates. We have live events all over this area. We also have a wonderful website, ronaldgelijk.com, where you can actually take a course that Ron designed, a 12-step course, that seems convenient, that will put you in the right direction with regard to your retirement. And, very importantly, when you do come in for your complimentary strategy session, you'll get a copy of Ron's latest book, Fear Factor, False Evidence Affecting Your Retirement. And if you're concerned about your health care, if you're concerned about the cost of health care, if you're somebody like me, bent on successful aging, you'll see some hints and tips on all of that in the book, Fear Factor. Another thing you're going to find in that book, though, is a chapter called Blindside. And that was a word that Ron actually brought up, and he uses it very frequently with his clients because he looks to see what might come up and bite them that they don't know they don't know. And that is also part of the review, not just the technical profile of your portfolio and the fees you may be paying, but where there may be surprises lurking in the way you've planned or failed to plan. So let me give you that phone number one more time, and then we'll go back to Ron talking about where you can be blindsided. That number for your strategy session to point you in the right direction is 800-467-8152. That's 800-467-8152. One last time, 800-467-8152. Ron, where can we be blindsided?
Well, Adrienne, I think there's so many areas that we can be blindsided. One is not having an understanding of what we're really paying in fees and expenses. And sometimes I use the analogy of let's suppose you were driving down Route 287 and you had a anchor tied to your bumper of your car. It would certainly slow your progress. And so if you have an anchor in terms of high fees and expenses, and you're not getting a straight answer, a lot of people will come and tell us, oh, well, my advisor told me I'm only paying 1%. And then when we do the analysis, we find out they're paying far more. So, you know, one blind spot, if you will, is not having a true understanding of what you're paying in fees and expenses. Another blind spot is not having an understanding of how much risk you're really taking on. And Adrienne, in the last segment, you brought up the idea of, well, you know, we do an analysis that's designed, it's kind of called a stock intersection report, or a overlap analysis that just tells you, gee, you think you're diversified because you've got, you know, 50 different mutual funds.
Right.
And but then there's a surprising amount of overlap where the funds are buying the same companies. And what's really crazy is I will see statements, and it's very common when we do the analysis and we look under the hood of these mutual funds and we see, oh, my gosh, this person who has a blend of, you know, 60% equities, 40% bonds, they feel they're diversified. And then we see, oh, my gosh, they've got 9,000 different stock positions and they've got 4,000 different bond positions and they can't even believe it. And then we do a report where we look at the turnover ratio in the funds that they have, and we'll find funds where the turnover ratio is in excess of 200%. So what that really means is if we look back a year ago, every single holding in that fund has changed twice. Imagine this, if I sent you a statement and I showed you that I was changing all of the holdings in your investment twice over the last year, what would you think of me? Not very much, I submit. But this is what's going on in so many different people's accounts, and they think they're diversified because somebody sat down with them and went over a pie chart. Well, that's not correct investment planning in our view. That's not following an investment discipline. That's just following the herd, and the herds can sometimes just get you driven right over the cliff. Another blind spot, briefly, is sometimes people think, I don't have enough money to work with you, Ron, or work with Adrienne, or work with your team. And that's just not it. You don't have to have $1 million to work with us. If somebody says, you know what, I only have $150,000 in my retirement account. Well, if that's the case, then that money is all the more precious to you, and it's all the more important to get good, solid advice and do the right things. We want to help you. You know, we don't have a minimum at our firm. And I think that's the way it should be.
Yes, and I will say that particularly with somebody that has under 200,000, 150, 250, they really have to watch the fees because that can eat up their retirement very, very quickly. So it's important to go to an advisor that really has their eye focused on the no loads and the low loads, no matter what kind of investment it is, or low-cost money management. Again, that number is 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. One last time, 800-467-8152. If you're ready to go to a seminar and hear a lot more of this, take down this following number because we're going to have one March 4th. We're going to have one on the 10th at King Tut, 11:30 a.m. We're serving lunch. Yes, that's free as well. And you can RSVP. If you're anywhere near Lebanon, you certainly should make this call, 800-816-6026, 800-816-6026. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of things. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned that we know what people are asking. And one of the things that they're asking has to do with interest rates and what's going on with that. I shall bring that up. And we also just mentioned Lebanon Plaza. Of course, we mean Lebanon, New Jersey. But what about Lebanon? What about the rest of the world? How volatile are our little portfolios here in the state of New Jersey? And how much are they affected by what's going on all over the world? For the first time in history, what's happening in the Middle East, in other countries, can really rock us. And if we don't have somebody at our side as a guide, there are so many mistakes we can make now as never before. And it's impossible just to sit back and say, I'm going to be a do-it-yourselfer. So Ron mentioned that many people are afraid to come in because they don't think they have enough money. We should also know that we're a very sophisticated group. We understand all aspects of tax savings, tax-free income, even those people who are interested in offshore planning. So don't think that because you're used to private wealth management that you can't get that at Ronald Gielack & Associates. You certainly can. And in a unique way, with what I call the golden Rolodex, many of our people even own real estate or businesses in other states, in other countries, and we're able to give them the guidance and the experts that they need to really make their life easier. So that we discovered that regardless of people's level of net worth, their issues and their problems and their solutions are virtually the same. And when it comes to interest rates, I'll tell you a little story when we come back that proved to me that even multimillionaires are concerned with our low interest rates right now, with the fact that the Fed is meeting again, and almost anything the Fed does with interest rates will hurt us. If they go down, it hurts our income. If they go up, it hurts our stock portfolios. What should we do? We'll talk about that in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Good. Okay, how long is the next one? Okay, so you're going to see where I'm going to be talking. I know you're going to take it and run with whatever I say, so that's okay, Ron. You ready, Stuart?
Yep.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg and
Ronald Gielack.
And this is the Ronald Gielack Retirement Power Hour. And we meet with you every single Wednesday. And before I give you the phone number for having a really wonderful and in-depth strategy session with us, or two, because most people do not finish with us the very first time. They give us so much information, they get so much information, and we're very generous with our time. I would like to let you know that there is a website you should look at, and that is ronaldgielack.com. And Gielack is spelled G-E-L-O-K, ronaldgielack.com. You get a lot of information, and particularly if you go to real-life examples, you'll see the kinds of people that we help and the kinds of solutions we come up with. And I had the pleasure last week of being in California with a group called the Oxford Club. Now, the Oxford Club are very wealthy investors. In fact, I would dare say that investing is their hobby. And I was very curious to know what's bothering them. What could bother multimillionaires in this economic environment? Now, every one of them was over 60. There were one or two in their 50s, and there were five or six in their 80s. All of them sharp as a tack. They really knew what they were doing. But the one thing that flummoxed them, Ron, was the current interest rate situation. Because they had been retired for a long time, even the younger ones, because they had made so much money in their dot-com businesses and sold them. And they've been really, they're veteran retirees. And the one thing that's biting them is interest rates. And they were looking for anything, any product, any idea, any service, any money management that would raise those rates from 0.5% or maybe even negative pretty soon that would save their income portfolio. How do you approach that in these very low interest rate times?
Well, probably the biggest part of what we do, Adrian, is really two things. One being tax planning. We want to look to take advantages legally of strategies that we can use to reduce or eliminate taxes wherever possible. But the second biggest thing we do is retirement income planning. And you know what's interesting is you see articles in the Wall Street Journal that talk about, well, the 4% rule is dead, which was kind of a rule that financial advisors were trained to follow that says, oh, you know, you could have a diversified portfolio of 60% stocks, 40% bonds, and you could comfortably withdraw at a 4% rate without fear of running out of money. Well, now because of record volatility in the stock market and record low interest rates and credit risk in the bond markets, now you've got more and more articles coming out suggesting, well, the real rate of withdrawal should be less than 3%. And so what we need to do with our, and we do this with our clients, is we think outside the box, we show them alternative asset classes, we put together a plan to solve for what we call the retirement income gap. In other words, if you've got Social Security, but you don't have a pension, you just have a large 401k, and that's going to last the next 30 years, you need a solid plan to generate income. And this is where we get back to the importance of a low-risk, low-volatility investment discipline, because you can deal with some years where you have low returns. What you can't really deal with is massive losses, like 2008 when the market dropped 39%, or you take the 31-month bear market at the beginning of the 2000 decade where we had three negative years in a row. So what we want to do is put together a solid plan that somebody can easily understand, that will show them, here's how you can get the income that you're going to need for the balance of your lifetime. And in our view, it's not rocket science, but the major brokerage firms, we feel, are not taking our approach, and they're taking approaches where when we analyze most portfolios, we find, guess what, they're mirroring the S&P 500. And the S&P 500 had massive losses in 2008, massive losses at the beginning of the decade, and most of the people we serve, Adrian, say, look, I can't afford to go massive losses. There's no do-overs. I need a solid plan to generate income. And, Adrian, one last thing. I'll tell you about my dad. When my dad retired in 2000, he said to me, Ron, here's what I want. He says, I want you to try to protect my principal, generate a little income, and grow it a bit. And most of the clients we serve, that's their mindset. Not everybody's trying to hit home runs out of the park. They just don't want to be big losers.
Yes, and, you know, I want to give you the number that I promised. And I want to give it three times and carefully. Because Ron mentioned two years, when the stock market really went backwards. But he didn't mention that it also went backwards in January and of this year. And the fact that it's catching up a bit doesn't make me feel any better. Because there are many, many indicators, market indicators, that we follow that show me that we may be in for a pullback and what correction recession, whatever name you want to put on it and whatever spin you want to put on it, it's dangerous times if you have a finite amount of money and you're about to retire to take undue risk. So here's this number, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152, 800-467-8152. And you know, Ron, you mentioned your dad, and you often tell a story about him in a completely different context, and that is the health care. About, say, 7 or 8 years ago, I was researching for one of my books, How Not to Go Broke at 102, and I learned that the average couple spends $225,000 in their lifetime, excess of Medicare, for their health care. Well, this year, I'm re-looking at the book, and the figure is $240,000 that we pay out of pocket. And it's such an extraordinary figure that I thought to myself, I better even go dig deep. Is it possible? And the answer was yes. When we looked at the longevity of most people in our area, which is at least into their 80s, and the copays, and the copay for Medicare, right, and the medicine that isn't necessarily 100% covered, we discovered that even under Obamacare, that is the amount that's very possible to be paid. So you've mentioned your mom and dad several times when it comes to this issue of health care. I think it's important to tell the story so that people aren't blindsided by this particular issue and the fact that they can be helped.
Oh, sure, Adrian. If I look at my mom and dad when they were age 70, they both seemed that they were in excellent health. My dad took a cholesterol pill. That was it. My mom took a thyroid pill. That was it. My dad, because his grandfather made it to 97, and you know, he exercised 3 times a week. My dad thought he'd make it to his 90s. My mom's mother made it into her late 80s. She thought she'd do the same thing. But, you know, unfortunately, circumstances intervened where my dad had a massive stroke at age 78, and it wasn't so bad as to send him to a nursing home, as oftentimes a severe stroke do. It actually ended his life. But at that point in time, there was another complication, because at age 71, my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and my dad was her primary caregiver. And so what happened when my dad passed away, it fell upon myself and my sister to make sure my mom was getting the care that she needed. That was an expensive proposition. Now, fortunately, we had done pre-planning once the Alzheimer's diagnosis was in place so as to deal with the cost. But a person really needs to ask themselves, well, what's my plan if a catastrophic illness strikes later in life? How do I best protect my assets for the benefit of myself, my spouse, and my family, and be able to get quality health care that I need? What's my plan for staying independent and staying in my own home and getting as much home care as possible? So we take a very holistic approach to retirement. In other words, with us, it's not just about investment planning and retirement income planning and reducing costs and reducing risk and estate planning and tax planning. All those things are super important. And so many advisors say, well, that's not my job, because they just focus on such a narrow area. But we want to focus on the whole person. We want to focus on a holistic approach that takes into account, how do I cover these costs? And that's why I would encourage everybody to come next week. I think, you know, I think the event tomorrow, and there might be 1 or 2 openings left. I think there's maybe 4 to 6 openings for the King Tut workshop on Wednesday, March the 10th. But my goodness, if you can get out to that workshop, it's not that far away. You just take Route 287 to Route 22 and take that west to Lebanon and get informed.
And let me give you a phone number here. 1-800-467-8152. It's 11:30, and then we have a wonderful luncheon, and it's all for you. We get an opportunity to meet, greet, ask questions, and get them answered straight. 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. So Ron just talked a little bit about healthcare in a crisis situation or when you have an acute illness. When we come back, I'm going to talk about something entirely different, and that is what I call longevity planning. And you may not have heard that before, or you may associate it with health, good nutrition, good exercise, seeing the doctors, getting checkups. In other words, prevention. Well, guess what? You'd be right. That is what it's all about. But I'm going to show you that there are many, many things that you can do that cost money, that aren't covered, will never be covered. So do you have a longevity war chest? When Ron says we're holistic, we really mean that we're holistic. We're out there looking after you to make sure that you can thrive as you age, live as long as you can to your own maximum age, and really make a contribution to the world. We'll be right back. So this is the last segment. Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg and
Ronald Gielock.
And this is the Ronald Gielock Retirement Power Hour. And right before our break, I was talking about something called longevity planning. I'm not sure whether anybody else uses the term. I think I was the first, and there was an article that came out many years ago in the American Bar Association newsletter. And this was the first time that anybody had really talked about longevity. I did, as a practice. And I wrote that article, and attorneys had started to look into the documents that we need in order to make sure that our money is spent the way we want it to be spent, to be able to age in place. So what is longevity planning? It really has three components. One is your home. Are you living in an environment that allows you to get around, have good transportation, meet friends, keep up the hobbies you love, and learn all your life? The second part of it is technology. Do you have the money for digital health? Everything from those Fitbits, right, to a computer that you can really use and stay connected. And then the third, and maybe the most important, is prevention. Everything from massage to supplements that are not prescription drugs covered by Medicare to some really newfangled things that I learned about at the Buck Institute in California last week that include new kinds of designer medicine that fits with your allergies and your body type, getting your DNA tested, knowing your genetics, and being able to take action to prevent some of the things that may be lurking in your DNA. All of these things are being developed. But I can tell you this, among all the experiments I saw with worms and mice and bugs that are now panning out so that people can get everything from cataracts removed to an actual eye replacement, almost none of them is covered. So, Ron, I'm going to throw this to you. Sometimes people come in and they say, you know, we have a lot of cash, or we've just shoved some things into CDs. It's rainy day money. It's not making anything. And we don't really need it. We want people to see that they may want to use it one day. And that's another approach that you have in very creative ways. When people say, you know, I just got some rainy day money here. Should I keep it in cash or shouldn't I?
Well, you know, cash, if you think about it, in one sense, it can be perceived to be a safe haven in that it's not going backwards. But cash long-term is not the solution because if we have inflation and we have taxes on the interest that we're earning, we actually have a negative rate of return. But sometimes a person will say, well, look, I'm going to keep some money in an emergency fund, and this is rainy day money. And when I ask, well, what rainy day are you worried about? oftentimes a person will say, well, I don't know, what if my health status changes later in life? And, you know, this show and our workshops and the interactions we have with people are never, ever about product. It's always about planning. But sometimes what happens is part of the planning, it turns out that a particular product that we can bring to the table is a solution that can be a really good fit. So a lot of people don't even realize that there are plans out there that are single premium combination long-term care with a life insurance death benefit. And the way this works is so simple. Let's say a 65-year-old deposits $100,000 into this policy, one-time premium, right? There may be close to $500,000 worth of long-term care benefits, money that could be used tax-free to pay for home health care, assisted living, or God forbid, nursing home care. And Adrian, what I love about these types of plans is if something off the radar happens and 6 months later or a year or two later somebody says, oh, guess what, I need my money back. You can get all the money back, no fees, no questions asked, no penalties. And if you never end up using the plan for home health care or long-term care, or you never end up asking for your money back, there's an income tax-free death benefit that's paid to your surviving spouse or children. So I look at this and I go, well, if you're going to have an emergency fund that's set aside as rainy day money to help fund health care costs later in life, then you have to be, I hate to say you have to be an idiot not to look at this, but it's very foolish, let me say it politely, it'd be very foolish not to look at this option. And we can certainly show you how it works and help you figure out whether it's a good fit for you or not.
Sure, because if you have cash and it's being saved for that purpose, it's never going to be five times its value. But this is what we mean by holistic. The understanding that you need to prepare for long-term care, but also the understanding that you want to have the money for prevention. And because of our consistent study on what it's really like to be retired, physically, mentally, emotionally, entrepreneurially, and relationship-wise, when we sit down and we do a visioning session, which I do with every single client, of what our retirement is going to look like, and many of the clients are already in retirement, and they're dissatisfied with the way their life is going, not with the way their money is going all the time. And we realize that by changing the way their life is going, we have to rearrange the way they're doing their financial planning. And so that they have their, not only their crisis healthcare war chest, but their longevity prevention war chest. And I don't really know any other group that looks so deeply into the day-to-day retirement that you can expect to have and thrive the way we do. So we have really the right categories of expenditures, and we don't forget anything, and we're not blindsided when that time comes. So to get a good visioning session, in addition to all the technical reviews and the fee reviews and the intersecting of stock reviews that Ron talked about, we also have a very personal review. Often couples have revelations just sitting there talking about their hopes and dreams that they may have put away because they didn't think that their pocketbook could sustain it. Well, we make them take it out and see what it is that we can do to make sure that they can live the life they love. So if all of this is enticing to you in any way, and if you haven't heard about these things before, if your planner isn't doing this, or you don't feel capable of doing it for yourself, here's the phone number to call. 800-467-8152. Give it to you two more times. 800-467-8152. 800-467-8152. And for a last minute opening, if we've got them, at the King Tut seminar tomorrow and on the 10th, call 800-816-6026, 800-816-6026. We won't overbook, but we will take your number just in case we know we're full so that we make sure you come to the next meeting. Okay, so Ron, this has been amazing as usual. We love to do this every week. We'll be doing it again next week. And thank you. Have a terrific day. I know you're going to be seeing a lot of clients.
Oh, thank you, Adrian. You too.
Very good. And we will be back. And as we say every single week, thank you, kids. And get out there and make it happen.
Okay, should I call back on Stu's cell phone number so we could finish talking for 10 minutes?
Okay, yes.
Minutes?
You want to do the regular? You want to call me the regular?
Yeah, call the 908.
Yeah, call the 908.
Call the regular. All right,
okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Wait, before I hang up, Oh, you can hang up. Okay, I can't hang up. You go ahead. Wait a few seconds before you call that number, okay? Ron? Okay. What do you want? Hello. So if you ask, and by the way, we do love to do this show. We will be doing it again next week. And I understand we'll soon be seeing you at one of the station's big events, and that'll be wonderful. Now, you know, every single week we have a little phrase. We say, get out there, kids, and make it happen. But what does that mean? It means that this is your time. This is your time to thrive. This is your time to help, to contribute. This is the time to gift to yourself. So get out there, kids, and make it happen.